من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كونوا قوامين بالقسط شهداء لله ولو على أنفسكم أو الوالدين والأقربين إن يكن غنيا أو فقيرا فالله أولى بهما. The previous ayat, right from the beginning of the surah, Allah Ta'ala first spoke about justice between wives. If a person has got more than one wife, then he must maintain justice. وَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا فَوَاحِدَةً. If you fear you cannot maintain justice, then keep only one wife. Then Allah Ta'ala explained about the orphans. With regard to orphans, when they are in your care, then treat them also justly and fairly, especially the inheritance that they have inherited. Don't abuse that inheritance of theirs. You are now the wali, you are in charge, but be very careful. Then Allah Ta'ala explained, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَا قُرْآنًا عَرَبِيًّا, that we have then revealed the Qur'an Sharif, لِتَحْكُمَ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ بِمَا أَرَاكَ اللَّهُ, that you do justice amongst people according to the decisions of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Then Allah also explained the instance of Tum'a ibn Ubayyah, who was a munafiq and who also wanted injustice to be done. He wanted to be favored. Allah Ta'ala explained, maintain justice. Then Allah Ta'ala explained, وَيُسْتَفْتُونَكَ عَنِ النِّسَاءِ, and the general matters of women, they ask you about that. In there also Allah says you must have justice. So all those were individual cases and more also. Now in this ayat, Allah Ta'ala gives a general command, in all matters there must be justice. Justice is the very best form of ensuring righteousness and goodness in this world and in the year after. With regard to that, there are two matters, with regard to the rulers and the judges and the magistrates, etc. They have to have justice, complete justice. And then on the side of the public, the evidence they give, they must not withhold any evidence. They must give the evidence as it is, and as it is required. So two things are the backbone of a stable society, a government that will remain in place, and also for our eternal success in the year after. Justice and evidence. Evidence must be given also properly. So with regard to all that, Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu, ay iman walu, O people of iman, one very important command also that we give you. And from here we learn, our Islam is not only our namaz, roza and zakat, hajj, etc., but there is much more and very important other matters also. Kunu qawwamina bil qist, qaim raho insaaf kar, always in all matters maintain justice. Shuhada lillah, gawahi do Allah ki taraf ki, and give your evidence keeping Allah Ta'ala in mind and for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Don't give wrong evidence, don't make wrong judgments. Keep Allah Ta'ala in mind, and what is true justice, maintain that. وَلَوْ عَلَىٰ أَنْفُسِكُمْ, اَذَرْجَ نُقْسَانْ هُوْ تُمْهَارَ, even if you yourself are going to be harmed, and if you had committed a wrong, admit it also. Don't cover it up. Even if it goes against yourself, but put Allah in front, put justice in front, and give your evidence correctly. Or even if it goes against your own parents, if your own parents have done wrong, then they also maintain justice. But in the home also, sometimes the mother is wrong and the daughter-in-law is right, but we have to take part of our mother. No, see who is right. Keep Allah Ta'ala in mind. In all matters, Allah must be kept in mind, whether it is one's parents also, and we can see what is the level of justice. Where in the world can you have any other book, law book or any other book that can promulgate these commands which Allah Ta'ala has commanded of justice and giving evidence of correctly? Wal aqrabin, and even if your evidence has to go against your close family people. Today many scholars also, they say that people are promoting hate speech, but they don't see that they are in the wrong. And against the wrong, you have to speak out against the wrong. You can't keep quiet about the wrong. But they want to be on the wrong, and they say, because of our fraternity, we are all ulama, so respect it, so don't speak out against us. Whoever is wrong, yeah, we see, Allah says, even against your own self, against your own parents also, against your own family also, but maintain what is the truth. Justice must be maintained and evidence must be given accordingly. He yakun ghaniyan aw faqiran. Agar koi maldar hai ya muhtaj, don't look even whether the person is a rich person or a poor person. Sometimes you consider it's a rich person, prominent person, so we have to make some riaya. We have to make some allowance, and we don't give our evidence properly, or we don't do justice properly. So don't look at who is rich and poor, look at what Allah Ta'ala says. And sometimes we see it's a poor person, he made a mistake. If I'm going to give evidence against him, this poor person is going to suffer. That is, Allah is in charge of everyone and everything. Don't see anything else, not who is you, yourself, your parents, your family, who is rich and who is poor. Don't see anything, see what is justice. Justice is the primary thing, is the fundamental thing, and this is the only the Quran Sharif in the whole world has promulgated such a command and has advocated such justice. إِنْ يَكُنْ غَنِيًا أَوْ فَقِيرًا فَاللَّهُ أَوْلَى بِهِمَا. اگر کوئی مالدار ہے یا محتاج ہے تو اللہ ان کا خیر خواہ تم سے زیادہ ہے. If whether somebody is rich or poor, Allah is more considerate of their conditions than what you are. You want to save the person, is a prominent person, is a rich person, is a big man in town, etc. Allah is more considerate. Or it's a poor person, what will happen to this person? He will suffer, his family will suffer. Allah is more inconsiderate of them. فَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا الْهَوَىٰ أَن تَعْدِلُوا. So تُم پیروی نہ کرو دل کے خواہش کی انصاف کرنے میں. So don't follow your own whims and fancies and destroy justice. You want to make people happy. You want to be, you want to go according to the flow. You don't want to upset the apple cart, and you want to follow that. So don't do that. See what is justice. Maintain justice at all times, whether it is your own life, your family life, or whether it is in the society, and whether it is with the courts of law, whoever it is, true justice must be maintained. وَإِنْ تَلْهُ قَوْتُ قُرِدُ. Or rather, تُمْ زُبَانْ مَلُوْكِ يَا بَچَا جَاؤ بَچَاؤ. And if you play with words, that is, you try and play around with words, you don't say clearly what has happened. You are not lying also, and you are not speaking the truth. You're just playing around with words, that is also not around. Or that you don't give evidence. You say, I excuse me, I abstain from giving evidence. That is also not allowed. What you know what happened, you have to say that. And don't play around with words, and don't cover up for anyone, whether it's yourself, your parents, your family, whether it's any prominent person, rich, poor person, don't cover up for anyone. And don't refrain from giving evidence also. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرًا. تو اللہ تمہارے سب کاموں سے واقف ہے. According to your actions, Allah will treat you in this world also and in the year after. So we can see what a justice kitab the Quran Sharif is. There is no other book, no law book in the world that can have this justice which the Quran Sharif has promulgated. And it is for us, it is unfortunate we as the followers of the Quran and whom Allah calls, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, we disobey this. We don't give evidence as it is the truth what is to be done. And we don't follow the commands of Allah. And we don't maintain justice. And just like the Jews and the Christians, the Jews particularly, they took huge bribes and they gave their decisions, their judgment against the commands of Allah Ta'ala. And unfortunately, many Muslims in Muslim countries are guilty of this also. Taking of bribes has become a common thing. And big people take big bribes. And then they break the law of Allah and they don't maintain justice. And they don't give decision and judgment according to justice. So this is a very important aspect also of our deen. And we will be questioned about this on the day of Qiyamah. And we will be taken to task about that. And this is for us as on the root levels also. How we maintain our wives, our children, justice between children also. First justice if a person has got more than one wife. Justice between the mother-in-law and the wife, daughter-in-law. Everywhere there must be justice. For the government also, for the courts of law also, for all this command alike. Allah give us all tawfiq. Let us come above our nafs and fulfill the laws of Allah Ta'ala.